It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Because I'm a man, that's how he relates to me. Whereas I really need him to relate to me as if I was the way he would a woman. Emotionally, I am a woman. Like, every part of me is a woman.
Thank you so much.
Was that Peter?
Peter is apparently slipping into his new clothes.
That's exciting.
He will be in here shortly. We're also going to be talking to the gentleman from AOL. Scott will be here.
Scott Robeson.
I'm sorry.
The Emmy nominations are out today. You'll talk about that.
Talking about Emmys. And I also want to mention that tomorrow on the show for BYOB Friday, it's going to be CK.
We have
one real mission is to get CK sloppy.
Get him silly.
That's really what's going to happen.
It's going to be fun because he said, you know what you can do at the certain grocery store? I said, what? He said, you can buy beers one at a time. Make your own six-pack. I said, why would you want to do that?
Yeah,
he said, well, what if you just want a couple? I said, whoever just wants a couple.
Yeah, he's a bit of a lightweight, and who doesn't want to get their immediate supervisor a little sloppy?
That would be fine.
Exactly.
All right, before we get Scott on the show here, let me thank the guys from the Grooming Lounge and the lady Michelle from the Grooming Lounge.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thanks very
Bill,
much for
thank
us,
you. You gave us like a lovely shaving thing here.
The greatest shave ever kit, which is our shave line that we developed in our
very
DC
good.
Barbershop. You can get it, obviously, at groominglounge.com or any of the stores.
There it is.
And our shampoo and conditioner.
All right. And Michelle, it's been a slice of heaven having you on
the
show.
Thank you very much for having me. I have to plug someone, Scott the Body.
Scott the Body?
Yes.
Scott the Body.
We need a story with
that. He actually works with us.
Yeah.
Really?
Now, what does he do?
What does Scott the Body do?
He's our manager at Tyson.
Really? And he's the body? Is he?
It's his nickname. Everybody has a nickname.
No, that's why he has a nickname.
Is that your boyfriend?
No.
Well, why'd you plug him then? We already plugged the Grooming Lounge. Your boyfriend is what?
He works in telecom corporate.
Ah, really? Corporate.
Yeah.
Wealthy man?
Yes. His bosses are listening, I don't want them to think they pay him too much.
I see.
Okay,
very good. And I have discussed with Mr. Ardinger, where I have some of my deepest conversations late in the broadcast.
That's right.
We were talking about the fact that when we were going to wax the chest of our wonderful, lively intern, Pater, that he had about 3 chest hairs. And I talked to Joe and explained that I have a gray silverback gorilla living on my chest.
Mm-hmm.
And when I lose a few more LBs, it won't be long now, probably by Christmas of 2012, I'm going to sacrifice the gray chest hair on one show.
I'll see you that.
I will do that.
Can we do that in one show?
If we, that's very funny, Buzz.
If
but
you
I've
don't
got
think
this
it would
gray rhesus monkey that's been living in my shirt for a very long time.
If you don't think it would dilute it, Mike, I'll wax with you.
Oh, really?
Sure.
We'll both do a waxing.
We had our backs done at the same time once. Why can't we do our fronts?
Michelle, would you be willing to come back with the whole crew here and wax the chests of both Rob and myself?
Yes, I think it'd be more beneficial probably your back.
I don't want the back.
Back won't hurt.
It's a little. I want it to hurt.
No, let's make it hurt.
It won't hurt.
You see, pain is good for radio.
Do you remember when we waxed our backs? They drew blood.
Mm-hmm.
Not good.
It happens.
Would I? May I give you my brief description of the body hair that I possess here? And I won't. I won't leave all of it. But it's darker hair, non-gray hair on the back.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, the chest hair is very, very gray.
Silver. That's what bothers
me. And that really, I'm beginning to resemble some of my elderly relatives that I used to see at the beach, where some of these hairs are getting longer than the others. And it's just not. You know, when I was a kid. When I first, like 14, 15, I started getting chest hair.
Yes.
And I always wanted to have chest hair because I thought it was kind of cool.
Sure.
And now I just, I feel like I look like an old man if I'm wearing a shirt because it's got this gray
chest
hair.
Katie says it's hot.
Does she really?
She says maybe if you trimmed it a little, that's all you need. She says it's hot.
Trimmed it a little. Maybe I'll keep it a while.
Maybe you should have her trim it.
All right, Grooming Lounge, thank you very much.
Get out of here, you guys.
Thank you all.
Thank you,
Country's
Mike.
Premier
thank
destination,
you.
groominglounge.com.
That's oh, my God.
We all got the shaving. Did you get a look at Pater?
I did.
All right. And
I think you're going to like
it. Let me get Scott Robeson on the Scott, Mike O'Mara here. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
And it's Scott Robeson or Robson?
Robson.
Robson, great to have you on the show. We're going to talk Emmys here. How's everything going over at AOL?
We're rocking along. It's going well.
And I know I speak for CBS, where we're just delighted with the partnership. I don't know what I'm talking about.
What are you doing?
Now, Scott, we're going to tell Pater to take a powder for a second.
Hey, Powder, take a Pater.
Pater, take a powder. Scott, we've got actually the audio, don't we, Rob, of the nominations. Do you want to go through these with us, or do you want to tell them, how do you want to do this, Scott? We'll do it any way you want. We do have the audio, and we can maybe review all these, okay?
The announcements.
You tell me how you want to
Let's get some actual audio of today's announcements for the Emmys, and then we'll discuss them. Are you ready for that?
Fire away. That sounds great.
This was live coverage joined in progress. I think they missed the first couple seconds.
Okay, let's listen. All right, let's see what's happening out in Los Angeles.
Damages. Dexter. House. Lost. And Mad Men.
All right, that's going through the dramas. And I'm trying to get my copy of it, too. I got it around.
Yeah, we have our list here.
Any big surprises as far as the dramas there, Scott?
Well, I think the big surprise is Mad Men getting in there. I think it's a small show. Not a lot of people have seen it, but the people who do watch it absolutely love it. So,
now, is this show going to last? Because I was curious. This is the one. Both Rob and I were discussing this. That this is the show. It has so much street buzz. I would love to see this show, and I haven't watched it either.
It's on AMC.
It's an incredible show. I mean, I think it's the best show on TV, and it's from the guy, one of the guys who was one of the leaders of David Chase's crew on The Sopranos. So it's got a good pedigree. It's got great writing. John Hamm does an amazing job as the lead character in it, and it's about 1960s Madison Avenue advertising guys, and it's just pitch perfect. Yeah.
And it's in a good category, though, with Boston Legal. And the only other one, there's Boston Legal, Dexter, House, Lost, Mad Men. Everybody knows, House and Lost and Boston Legal. A few people that maybe follow Showtime remember Dexter from that.
Right.
But Damages, that's another one that jumped off the page at me because I'm not familiar with Damages. What do you think of that one?
Yeah, Damages was, again, like the show that kind of came out of nowhere. It's a Glenn Close show on FX.
Oh, okay.
This is really the year that basic cable just kind of took over the Emmys and sent the broadcast networks kind of running for high ground.
Do you think in the drama series, will we have any surprises? You think Mad Men can win?
I think Mad Men is the front runner, probably.
Whoa.
Yeah.
All right, let's listen to some more nominations here.
I know.
The nominations for lead actress in a drama series are Glenn Close, Damages, Sally Field, Brothers and Sisters, Mariska Hargitay, Law & Order, Special Victims Unit, Holly Hunter, Saving Grace, and Kira Sedgwick, The Closer.
All right. I'm not up on that category that much. Any surprises in there? Anybody you like? Anybody you think is a sleeper in this category?
I think Holly Hunter getting in for Saving Grace is a bit of a surprise. It's not a show that's gotten universal love in the reviews or anything like that. It's not doing huge business. But she is an Oscar winner, and she is really good in that role.
What about Mariska Hargitay? I mean, there's always a Law and Order on, but she seems to be like a fan favorite and not bad to look at.
Yeah. You know, Emmy knows how to pick them for going down the red carpet. They always got to throw a few out like that.
Now, that's what makes it work. We're not going to play the audio. I think that's slowing us down here. For comedy series, Scott, we've got Curb Your Enthusiasm, Entourage, The Office, 30 Rock, and 2.5 Men, no real surprises in that category at all.
Yeah, I think, you know, maybe Entourage sneaking in is a bit of a surprise. A lot of people love that show. I think it's a really solid show. They're not coming off of their best year with that show, though. So I think that one caught people by surprise a little bit. But, yeah, 30 Rock is definitely the one to beat in there. They're the defending champion. They won last year. They've got 17 nominations overall this year.
I would have said
The Office as well.
You think The Office has been there, done that? Is that the reason 30 Rock a little newer on the block?
You know, 30 Rock has got that inside baseball element. Mm, okay. You know, they get what the voters are seeing, so you got to go with the kids who know how to play to the home crowd there.
Okay, we go to actor in a comedy series. We got Alec Baldwin, Steve Carell, Alec Baldwin from 30 Rock, Steve Carell, obviously The Office, Lee Pace from another new show that God, these obscure ones that I've heard great things about that I want to watch.
Very
Pushing
quirky.
Daisies, Tony Shalhoub, fantastic in Monk, and Charlie Sheen, 2.5 Men. On the face of that, I would look at Steve Carell again. Is there any chance that's not going to happen?
I think it's probably a two-man race between Steve Carell and Alec Baldwin.
Yeah.
Alec Baldwin is so good in that role.
He really is.
Never count out Tony Shalhoub. He's one of these guys. That show's going to be off the air like 10 years from now. Mm-hmm. They're still going to be giving him Emmys for that role.
Yeah.
So, they just roll him out and give him an Emmy nomination every year, whether he's on the air or not.
I look in the first category, an actress in a comedy series, Christina Applegate, Samantha Who, and I got to say, Christina, what is that show? I'm not even familiar with that show.
You know, it's a show that came out and was just starting to get some traction, and the writer's strike hit, and it didn't have a whole lot of run on TV. But the thing about the Emmys is that it's not necessarily based on how well you do over the course of a season. Actors actually submit a single episode to the Emmy board,
right?
And so they're basically just judged on a single episode.
Is that how it's done?
Absolutely, yeah.
Oh, so it's almost similar to
the little secret of Emmys.
I had no idea. I never knew it was done that way. And it's, I guess it's kind of like if you had a feature film and they base it that way. I am amazed at that. I would think people would have to have a better breadth of knowledge for the
shows.
Even
if that's the official way they do it, if it's something that's so widely known, say Alec Baldwin and 30 Rock, doesn't he have an advantage? Because even if they're being judged on one episode, everyone's watched him for two or three seasons anyway?
Yeah, but, you know, the voters are very, you know, they're told, hey, just watch the single episode, judge the race just on this. Okay. I mean, you know, they're, if you ask me, you know, Tony Soprano should have won Best Actor category every year running, but he didn't always submit the right episode. So,
oh, wow.
You
I
know.
Had no idea it worked that way. That is a dirty little secret. We got America Ferrera, Tina Fey, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Mary Louise Parker in Weeds. Any Buzz's favorite show, Mary Louise Parker in Weeds? She got a chance to be an upset in this?
You know, I'd love to see that happen. Yeah. I was just watching it the other night, like one of the best episodes I've seen him do yet.
Agreed.
So, you know, I think that she's definitely got an outside shot. I think Tina Fey probably the one to beat.
Yeah.
America Ferrera, the show isn't coming off of a very strong season, so it'll be hard to say if she can come back in or not. And Emmy always loves Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Emmy, I love it when you say it like that. It sounds like a real TV guy. Emmy loves Julia Louis-Dreyfus. Real quick, supporting actor in a comedy series, John Cryer, Two and a Half Men, Kevin Dillon, Entourage, Neil Patrick Harris, How I Met Your Mother, Jeremy Piven, Entourage, and the guy that I just don't think you can take it away from him, Rainn Wilson in The Office, Dwight Schrute. I mean, we're such fans of The Office. Do you see any way he doesn't get it?
You know, again, Jeremy Piven and Kevin Dillon, they're playing that inside Hollywood card, so it might help them out, but you got to think Rainn Wilson is the front runner here.
Is there some strategy at play there by having John Cryer and Charlie Sheen in different categories? Because I would have a hard time picking which of them is the lead.
Yeah, well, it's up to the actors and it's up to the producers of the show to decide where they want to submit. So, you know, Charlie Sheen always gets the lead billing. John Cryer always gets slotted into the supporting area. So.
How long do they, after they make the nominations, how long before, obviously the nominations have been made, how long does it take these people before they have to submit their votes for the winners?
You know, I think the voting probably begins in the next week or so, and it lasts for about a month. And then the show itself is in early to mid-September.
Okay. Well, not much else that I'm really concerned about here. Let me go down to there's one show that Buzz and I watched on HBO.
Oh,
it
yeah.
It was a miniseries, and it's John Adams.
I watched Adams, it, too.
That's right.
Rob, you watched it. 23 sure nominations for John Adams, right?
Single biggest winner this year,
cool.
For nomination.
And you think it's going to clean up? Will it clean up this year, do you think?
You know, HBO has the knack when it comes to this category and doing these kinds of things. I don't think that it's a show that or it's a miniseries that people were really buzzing about.
Right.
You know, like people liked it, they didn't love it, but but it's HBO and it's tough to go against them in this category.
I sure hope that David Morse wins an Emmy for most makeup
for George Washington.
George Washington, yeah.
You know, I love David Morse. That guy, Scott, I think he is so incredibly versatile, and I almost believed when I watched it, I don't know if you got a chance to see that whole miniseries, I really thought that that may have actually been the way our first president, the father of the country, might have behaved.
I agree.
Kind of a stately, mellow guy that really was, you know, a great general but was lost in the world of politics. We all love that show.
I thought that George Washington would be more like David Morse in Disturbia.
No, you didn't. Let me get to variety music or comedy series, and then we'll let you go, Scott.
All right.
This is pretty competitive where you've got the Colbert Report. You've got Daily Show with Jon Stewart, Late Show with David Letterman, Real Time with Bill Maher, and Saturday Night Live, which I have to say, as somebody who has railed on Saturday Night Live for a long time, I think kind of made a comeback this year.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think you're right, and just you know, you don't have to look any further than Amy Poehler getting a nomination
right, yeah.
as well,
exactly.
and you know, for best actress, and there hasn't been anybody nominated from Saturday Night Live in 7 years, so you know that's tells you right off
that's
the
amazing.
Bat something's going on there.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. The Daily Show with Jon Stewart's cleaned up the last couple of years, right? He's had a pretty good run with Emmys.
It has, yeah. But you know, this could be a Colbert year. You know,
I'd like to see that happen too. That's a pretty good category. And let me see, going down the line, we got supporting actress, miniseries, or movie. Ah, that looks about it. Supporting actor in a comedy series.
Do you think Carlin will win for variety special?
The posthumous Emmy.
Right.
It's possible.
Right.
You sound so bitter when you said that. The ultimate cynic. My God, the posthumous Emmy.
And
sorry.
While
in Hollywood a long time.
I know you
while we have you, this is the first year for Best Reality Show Host. What's the feeling on that?
You know, it's funny. I was talking to somebody earlier today, and they were saying they hoped Ryan Seacrest won, and I was thinking, really?
You know, I'm going to ask you about this because seriously, Scott, you're looking at Ryan Seacrest, and you know, we love to hate Ryan Seacrest on this show
because yes, we want to
really,
be Ryan Seacrest because
we want to be, and he's the DJ that you know that you know hit the lottery. But honest to God. He really does, at times on that show, keep the momentum going, keep the flow of things going. But I don't think overall, when you stack him up against some other people, it's all that challenging to give the guy an Emmy. What do you think of him?
I don't, you know, it's Ryan, I think, gets a really unfair rap. I mean, he's actually really pretty good at what he does, you know?
Yes, I agree.
And I think, you know, he's basically Dick Clark 30 years down the line. And,
well, that's what he wants to be, too.
Yeah, and we're a much more media-savvy society nowadays. I think if, you know, Dick Clark came out nowadays, we'd hate him, too. I mean, we just do that sort of thing, you know?
Don't hate me.
So, you know, I think it's very possible that Ryan Seacrest walks on with an Emmy. And, hey, it would be about time. You know, American Idol has never won an Emmy.
I would like to see it, actually, because I think he does do a pretty decent job. Overall, I will ask you about this, Scott. Looking at all of the nominations, as somebody who, you know, hunts and pecks when it comes to television viewing, really not a bad year for TV overall. Pretty good stuff out there this year.
Yeah, and, you know, considering we had to endure the big writer's strike and all of that,
right.
I think, you know, this is a pretty good way for TV to come bouncing back.
Oh,
a good selection of stuff.
Let me ask you, since this is our lead story in the news in a second, is there going to be an actor's strike now?
You know, that's a tough call.
I
don't think so. I don't get the sense that this is the same urgency that the writers had. I think the writers kind of gave everybody in Hollywood it just left such a bad aftertaste in everybody's mouth that Hollywood can't afford another strike like that.
Right.
And just the fact that the deadline has come and gone, I think it was July 1st, and actors are still working on TV shows, tells you that this is a little bit different environment. And the AFTRA portion of the actors area, the actors are broken into AFTRA and SAG, and SAG is the one who are really digging in their heels. AFTRA's basically already said, "Hey, we got a deal. Let's start working again."
So you don't see it happening.
I'm crossing my fingers and hoping it doesn't.
Yeah.
I think the smart money is on no strike, but. You never can tell. You get some cranky studio executives and some uppity actors, and things could turn ugly.
Yeah, I like you, Scott. I'd like to have you back on the show. It's a lot of fun talking to you. And,
sure.
Thanks for your insight on the Emmys. And if Gary Busey shows up at the ceremony, we'll have you back on to talk about that. Okay.
We can only hope.
Yeah. Okay.
Thanks, Scott Robson, AOL TV editor in chief. Thanks
job.
For coming on the show. We'll
All
talk
right.
to you.
Thanks
you,
a lot, guys.
Bye-bye. That's good. I like that. I really, really enjoyed that guy.
He's a good guy.
I mean, you know, it's really better than it was in years past. There's
yes.
a good crop. I will perhaps even watch the Emmys this year.
I'm proud to say I watch almost everything on the list.
Really?
You love these shows.
He loves his TV, ladies
do.
And gentlemen.
You don't watch Idol.
Before
true.
We get our final buzz, is he ready?
Yeah,
because I want to get this over.
And
with.
I have a description that was penned by the ladies that I'd like to read as he comes
oh,
in.
Please.
That's all
right. Do you have
please.
Music for the background of this?
It's another great day for drama.
Not that.
No, wait
Not
a minute.
That one.
You clown.
We're going to bring our Extreme Intern Makeover 2008 in here.
I was only kidding.
Wish I could sound more enthusiastic.
Is he ready?
Well, wait till you see him.
We got free shampoo out of the deal. Who cares?
For my love.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, please bring in the completely made over Pater the intern.
Oh, my God. All right.
Yes, Mike okay. and Buzz.
Okay, I am not disappointed.
Today, Pater is modeling an outfit head to toe that is sure to make the girls swoon. Starting at the bottom and working our way up, Pater is sporting white kicks with black and white socks. These complement his white linen trousers.
I am pleased.
If we allow our eyes to travel midway up, uh-huh. yes, we find a Trey Chic belt with a black and gray pattern that offsets his black and gray Argyle sweater vest.
Katie and Beth Ann, home run.
Great job, you guys.
The sweater vest is layered atop a long sleeve pink Oxford, yes. possibly our favorite item Pater sports today. Tying everything together and adding a super hip element, Pater's white aviator sunglasses. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Pater.
Wow.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen,
that's
I
an
urge
extreme
you
makeover.
To go to MikeOMaraShow.com. As much as I've wanted to hate you all day, Pater, with your lack of sound, the look speaks for itself. Incredible.
Very
absolutely
nice.
Incredible. Very nice. Thank you very much.
How do you feel about it, Peter?
How do you feel? Would you wear this look out to out and about, Pater?
I would wear this look out and about. I'd go down the street, say hi to some other guys with their popped collars, and you know, maybe give them some fist bumps. it'd be classic.
He'll be the hottest guy at the barn raising.
Okay, thank you, Pater.
Wow.
Get the hell out of here.
Good
Thanks
job,
so much.
Good job, Beth Ann.
Beth Ann, you and Katie are to be complimented.
Good job, Katie.
You know what I like about it? It looks like you kind of did it on the cheap, too, you know, which really adds
what?
To that. Yes, it does. It does. It looks like you got it at Marshall's.
They spent a fortune.
It was my fortune. Thank you very much.
We had $8 left.
You did.
And I split it with her.
Well, then you've achieved a very, like, cheap look for him with that money. That's
would you
terrific.
Be uncomfortable with revealing the amount that we spent?
I believe it was $160.
You spent.
Less $8. So
less
it was $152.
$152.
We got
fantastic.
Him shoes. We got him socks. We got him pants. We got him a
sunglasses. Who's I? Who gets credit for the sunglasses?
Katie.
Yeah. Katie yeah. with the white sunglasses.
Perfect touch.
All right, go to MikeOMaraShow.com. We have the before and after pictures of intern Pater.
Tune in and see the albino Kanye West.
I mean, little did I know that we would get a payoff.
Yeah. Beth Ann, was it a little like dressing up a real-life Ken doll?
It was fun.
Yeah.
But was it anything like having your own Ken doll?
Not really.
No, okay, just checking.
You know, and we wanted him to wear that every day he came into the internship.
A very slow Ken doll with very limited personality.
Well, he talks
skills.
About the same amount as a Ken doll.
He does indeed. But he said he'd wear it.
Yeah,
so,
I think he should wear it every time he comes.
You should wear it when you bang him tonight.
You know, when we have our eights party, party on the eights, uh-huh. I think we really should make sure the Pater's in that outfit. Oh, I'm sorry. That means we'll still be here.
Yes.
That should be. Good job, Beth Ann.
Yeah,
I give you a nice round of applause.
Excellent.
All around.
Way to go. And thanks to Katie, too. That was a payoff that I did not expect.
Don't stain those linen trousers.
That was those tight linen trousers.
You know, everything was a little tight.
He looks
Isn't
like
that
an
how
old
the kids
queen.
Are wearing it nowadays?
That's right.
Looks like you'd be in a Lloyd Kaufman film, doesn't it? All right, Buzz, what do we got?
Well, it looks like, I mean, there is evidence to support the idea that TV and even movies may once again be crippled by a strike, this time by the actors.
Even though our friend Scott Robson said that might not happen.
And he made a very good case. He made some very good points about the fact that Hollywood has suffered enough, as we all have. But here's my evidence. It's been a month since the actors' contract expired. It's been a week since the union rejected the producer's final offer. Meeting yesterday failed to produce any results. No new meetings are scheduled, and neither side will comment. That's where we are today.
Yeah, Mike.
Would you like a little insight from a member of the Screen Actors Guild?
Well, yes, always.
Have you been contacted by other members?
I've been contacted not only on what they do in elections where they give you those taped phone messages from different actors. They also send me a lot of emails about this.
Right.
And those, the only thing I can tell
you. From William Macy?
Those have slowed down. And I'm not getting the same amount, the same volume of them. So I'm not sure what that means. I don't pay a lot of attention to it because it doesn't affect me personally.
But you've been hearing from SAG president Alan Rosenberg?
Alan Gold? I think I might have heard it. I don't know whether SAG or after I heard from Ed Asner.
Ah, well, that's always welcome.
Yeah, but he was just looking for a place to stay.
Yes.
Now
we could do a back waxing.
And some wax.
Oh, my God. There's not enough wax in the world.
I'm with the guy from AOL TV editor. I think
I hope he's right.
I think he says no, I agree with him.
The actors want their share of new money from new media like internet and cell phones. They also want some say in the products they now have to endorse in the context of movies and TV shows. That's all the product mention you've been seeing lately.
They're all greedy. Why don't they just do it like Lloyd Kaufman does for the sake of the art?
Do it the trauma way.
You know, it's interesting when he was in here, and I should have called him on this. He said he put a couple of kids through college doing this, so he makes money. He just doesn't pay the actors that are in there. That's the way it works, right?
Well, that leaves more money. More money for him.
That means everybody that works here at WJFK could work for him.
His new method, his new motto is MMFK, more money for Kaufman.
Yay!
Lloyd Kaufman's motto is, we pay in fun.
Yeah. Well, it would be fun to do a Bill Billy.
Sure would.
We pay in blood.
A writer strike, you may recall, crippled Hollywood last year. Well, the writers are unhappy again. They're protesting. No, listen, but it won't be a strike, but listen to what they're doing.
I'm just tired of it, Buzz. F them all, really. I mean, it's constant. It is
dear.
Honey, listen to me.
No, dear. Mike,
sucks.
I just want to have a nice newscast.
I don't want to have a nice newscast. We didn't argue enough on Argument Wednesday.
Yes, we did.
Don't you think, really, in this current economy, that people really have a little trouble sympathizing with people out in Hollywood? That's all I'm saying. Right now, you know, the last time we had the big strike.
Right.
People weren't thinking about their own asses as much as they are right now.
I know. Well, this is not about selfishness. This is about integrity, with the very thing that Lloyd Kaufman was talking about on the show earlier.
Okay.
See, the writers, what they're protesting now are their work conditions on TV's so-called reality shows, most of which are actually pre-written.
Right.
They say they have to work through lunch breaks and frequently work 20 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Right.
And so they're protesting at the American Idol auditions, the first of which is today in San Francisco.
Yeah, okay. Go to the most popular TV show and go out there and do your little protest.
Yeah, you know what
I
do?
Because you have so much integrity, F you.
I call it Holly Weird.
Holly Weird.
Because it's nutty out there. Do you know what I'm saying?
And Godspeed, Ryan. We're all pulling for you to get the Emmy.
I hope he wins the biggest Emmy there is. I hope he wins one of the Emmys that they use on the set.
Two people I'll be pulling for. Ryan Seacrest and Charles Durning.
Is he nominated?
He is.
He got a nod?
Yeah, he did.
Godspeed, Chuck Durning.
I love Charles Durning.
It's also a big day in Washington, D.C., where people can start registering their guns today, now that the city's anti-gun law has been struck down.
Yeah, baby, register my gun. Yes, sir. Yeah.
Sir, you're going to have to fill this form out.
Yeah, I got a real big gun. Look at this big gun I got here. Watch what happens when I pull this trigger. Yeah.
I need you to answer a question before we can register the gun.
What's that?
The question is, what's going on this side?
What's going on, hey, Cleo?
Hey, what's going on this side?
He loves that tape.
Today, D.C. residents can get the paperwork to buy new handguns and register the ones they've had illegally over the last 32 years that handgun possession's been banned.
Good.
D.C. officials say it could take weeks, even months, to process all the paperwork. Also returning to the D.C. area, hopsicles. Those are popsicles made from beer. They're essentially beer on a stick. They come in flavors including cherry. Virginia's Alcoholic Beverage Control Board banned them when they first appeared a couple of years ago.
Virginia's Alcohol
Control
Board?
That's right, Mike, yes.
I don't know anything about them.
They've reversed themselves, and they plan to allow hopsicles later this month. Virginia officials are also legalizing sangria, overturning a post-prohibition law that technically also makes...
You got it all in. We got to take a break.
Martini's
we'll be right back.
Illegal.
Thank you very much.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.